All right, I got a little pre-roll.
Go ahead. Do we shut up during this?
Yep.
Yeah. Can you keep a secret?
It was David that sent in the my new global warming clip.
I know that. Thank you so much, that little tidbit.
I want to discuss all this behavior.
Okay. Anything else? I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine.
Yeah, man. You're not a sound junkie, groupie, getter, go-getter person.
Oh.
Because we're always doing research here. Maybe we don't check.
No, that's not going to do it.
Yeah. We need a little more lights on, the, right. on the boobies.
Closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Chico Show.
Yay! Okay, great. Oh, what a great pre-roll.
Well, you know, it's really cool when a listener actually takes the time to mix you up.
I
that
can't
was from
believe
David.
That
was classic.
Dave from
Ohio.
Dave from Ohio. My yep. God, he took pieces of the show and made that
and made a little clip. Yeah, oh, my actual God. Fan.
Obviously, Dave has entirely too much time on his hands.
Not only did
he listen to us,
but then he read. Talk about somebody who
really too much time. On his hands.
Talk about get a life, Dave.
No,
getting.
No, you can mix our stuff anytime you want. That was great.
Very
obviously,
impressive.
He does a pro job. Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, let me. So we're here today. This is the last day of April.
And this one is definitely going to be the last.
Definitely,
without question.
Without question. And we have Counselor Curtis.
Unless aliens invade, maybe tonight.
Well, or unless there's a warp in the time.
Well, that's true too.
Time stopping physics.
Right.
Well, or we can do a little wormhole backwards thing.
Right.
Counselor's here. We'll talk a little bit about some of the SCOTUS stuff.
As usual.
That's right. And Engineer Eric.
I'm here.
That's good. We are missing Jack Rhodes.
Well, I mean, what's the deal? Did Gainesville, like, take up smoking, or is Jack in the green room? Have you been outside?
Oh, no, that was because of that all came down from Georgia. That all came down, but you did see the thing about
Georgia. That's 400 miles away.
So let me tell you, if you look on the map, it's like 10,000 square miles of smoke from this thing. But you did see.
Is it a ham fest up there?
I don't know.
No, I mean, there's 2 miles visibility on I-75.
And it doesn't even smell like hemp.
No.
I did see where Jack Rhodes was arrested for assaulting a 101-year-old woman.
I saw the video. Well, this guy, this black guy, he's punching this woman with a walker in the face.
He's punching the woman. She's with the walker.
Right.
She's,
right.
Do you remember that video? That one video? The phone call. We'll talk about that in a second. Let me just go through some
other
stuff.
Okay, go for it.
Don't let me forget about the phone call.
Okay.
So anyway, there's only three of us here for a while, but Jack said he might show up later.
Okay.
So that'll be great. Anyway, thank you all for coming again. Let me just, a couple of opening comments. DJ Laura, what is the story on her? She got me signed up with somebody named Slinky Minx. I mean, she's a total on the My Friends on MySpace thing. Honest to God. I mean, there is every babe in the world is after Jimmy. I'm in hiding. I'm wilted. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm an old person, for God's sake. It's scary. Did you see some of the people that are my new friends?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Well, Jenna Jameson's everybody's friend. But other than that, there's a lot of hot chicks on
Slinky
on
Minx was great because she wrote us a note, and I got to write her back, and I just haven't done it yet. But she's an Ayn Rand fan and also knows that we love Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to mention along the same lines, yesterday on C-SPAN, there was this really great LA Times book review thing, and it was about religion and culture. And Christopher Hitchens, who is my new favorite, absolutely favorite person.
He's pretty good.
He is great. And I'll tell you, he nailed these people to the wall.
Oh, did he?
Oh, he nailed them. He's an atheist. I mean, there's no question. I mean, he talks about this and he talks about it so logically. And he asks them, it's funny when you see this, he asks them yes and no questions and they can't answer it. They cannot answer it. They answer something totally off topic. It's like Homer, you know, losing his a squirrel.
That's
outside.
Good.
You know,
that's bad.
That's right.
That's good.
I mean, it is. You know, he'll say, you know, what kind of it is child abuse to have somebody in his head named Abraham think that he's heard a voice in his head to take his child up and kill his own child. I mean, and that this is a good thing, in, according to the religion.
That's good.
That, exactly. and he says, he talks about the fact that what you do with kids is you scare the shit out of them by saying they're going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Ooh, that's bad.
Exactly. And so, on cue, God love you. So anyway, he goes and he says, what is there, you know, if you're a religious person, do you believe that God is the one who created the universe and knows all, you know, so forth? So, and they would say something like,
maybe.
Oh, there's a squirrel. You know, I mean, really, it was just, and they would start on something just to, and it was just phenomenal to watch this thing. If you get a chance.
What's it on?
It was on C-SPAN. It was every weekend C-SPAN has, they talk about books, nonfiction books.
Book notes.
Book notes, right. Well, it's not only book notes, but it's the whole weekend.
It looks like the most boring type of program
I'm
that could be conceivable.
I'm telling you, they have some really good stuff on
actually,
there.
I have seen it before several times, and they do pick some good books. And
now,
some...
recently it sucked, but I mean, they've had Ann Coulter on there, and they've had Christopher Hitchens on there. They're very fair about running the gamut, but I'm confident that Brian Lamb is a little bit of a libertarian, and even though he claims that he's
the host.
Yeah, he's the owner actually. Also,
Ona.
So anyway, so I did want to say on the MySpace, we want friends, and God knows I love ladies.
Like, it's like MySpace.
They smoking hot ladies.
We will link to it to our MySpace page from the Jimmy Doan. I think it's myspace.com/TheJimmyDoan Show.
Or is it that's, the Jimmy Doan
yeah,
Show?
Yeah, it's the Jimmy Doan Show.
And the sign in it. Oh, we don't need to know.
The sign in email, sexy minx. You know
that's about, right, Slinky Minx.
Slinky Minx.
She's a total fire. Yeah. And I read. I mean, she's done. I mean, for somebody that's 22 years old.
Oh, I saw her hobby list. It was,
oh my God.
It was.
Oh my God. She's like nine people.
Right.
I mean, you know, she. I mean, I don't know, but you know, she's on four dimensions or something. I don't know,
right.
But she's totally hot.
Right. Well, all the people that on your list are ones that have had some kind of libertarian influence. That's what.
Well, except we did. I did get one note from some avowed hunter. The one on there, I didn't know whether to take it off or not. From a socialism rules all. We love collectivism and the whole deal.
Well, good. Those people are good for
their target.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Target. Yes. Okay. Good. Speaking of, thanks to Dave the Mixer again. I want to say that.
Dave, thanks, Dave.
Dave, you did a great job. Dilbert is my new favorite blog, by the way.
Also, thanks to. No secret agent.
Who? Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Is this not
Eric
so
with
secret?
A K.
Eric with a K. I mean, let me tell you,
his
Eric.
His cover's blown, baby.
Yeah. Well, let me think of when you. As you well know, you
email a radio show, your undercover, your secret
yeah,
cover.
That's right. Sorry. Yeah, we have like your IP number.
Right.
No, the deal is that when you spell your name Eric with a K, that pretty well eliminates like 99% of the Erics. So we you know that for a fact.
Right. Well, that's probably not his real name.
Smart move. I'll tell you that.
My real name isn't Engineer Eric.
It isn't.
And Eric is real somewhere. It's either my first, middle, or last name. Or anagram.
Yeah, okay. Crikey. That's what it is.
We had a lot of listeners, actually. We almost had a record month. If this had been another day, we probably would have had a record month.
Yeah, we did.
Internationally, we had Ankara, Turkey. We had Quebec. We had Nova Scotia.
Quebec.
We had from Morocco. We had Casablanca, Saif, Marrakesh. United Kingdom, we had Buckinghamshire. I'm sure that's Benny. And we had some people from Netherlands, New Zealand, Auckland. We had Arizona, we had California.
Sheep signing in.
We had La Palma, Emeryville, Mountain View, and North Hollywood. And these are repeat customers that are like looking for Jimmy Doan or Libertarian Podcast.
I wish they were customers. I like the customers.
Yeah, part. I know, exactly.
I saw
they are. They're customers.
Customers. Well, I did notice that one of my...
Jimmy, had one from Colorado, and that's Hanger Dogs Country. Hanger Dogs, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, what's happening? Hanger Dogs died or something.
Huh? Died or there. Had New Haven, Connecticut, Stanford, Connecticut. D.C., a secret agent, man.
Secret. You should get the secret agent.
I know. I think I have it. And, of course, we got a bunch of Floridas, you know, Gainesville, our homies here. Pompano, Archer, Reddick, Ocala, Lake City, Homosassa.
Oh,
yep.
Boy.
Ooh. And where is that? Is that Scaryville?
No.
There's nothing out there.
Yeah, right. Oh. Reddick is like.
There's obviously in somebody
there's a name,
with an internet connection.
That's right.
The only one.
1200 baud dial up.
Yeah.
That's right. From the I states, we got Des Plaines, Illinois. We got Makena, Illinois. Wheaton, Illinois. We got Indianapolis. We got Greenfield. We got. And then from Cayman Country, we got
Springfield,
Coralville.
Springfield, oh my God.
No, Greenfield.
Let me ask you a question. What are the favorite search terms still? Are they still Jimmy Doan?
These aren't people that are searching for burglar, transvestites in Amsterdam or anything. These are like people that are searching for libertarian. Your name is now has superseded libertarian podcast, and libertarian podcast has been our number one search term for a while now.
Right.
Woo-hoo. So people are actually remembering your name, whether good or bad. Well, no, this is probably good because they're repeat customers.
All right. Well, let's give them a show. What do we got on the list?
Let me just finish up a couple things. I did want to mention that Stefan Molyneux up there in Canada has decided to go full time with his. I listen to him quite a bit, and he's apparently got enough. Stefan has got enough. It's freedomainradio.com, and he's got enough. Apparently, enough donations now. He can quit his job starting tomorrow. And the other thing I want to know is anybody want you squash? I'm having a squash alert. I don't know if you know this, but
Wickert,
huh?
Wickert, the trade violation. You're growing.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm probably going to get arrested because of Wickert v. Filburn. Right. I'm going to affect interstate commerce on the. I will actually affect interstate commerce. Let me tell you, here in Florida, if you plant, I got yellow squash out here in my organic garden.
I thought
garden.
You painted that motorhome yellow.
No, that's squash. I'm going to tell you, when the stuff starts coming out, literally, you can watch it grow at this point. And literally, you can watch it grow. It is unbelievable. So I'm going to lose a lot of friends here in the next week or two as a
series. You deposit squash on the front doorstep.
I got like 8 plants out there, and they're going to throw up like 100 of these. Yeah, ding dong. Right. And it's you can see the little slit open up and a gun peep out. So anyway, then we have it here in a couple of days. We have, when is it? When is Cinco de Mayo anyway?
It's probably the 5th.
Oh, you think? Okay. And the last thing I wanted to mention was very interesting. The lower the sunspot cycle is like today, it's 11, every 11 years. As a ham radio operator, I love the high sunspot because that's when you can work New Zealand on a wet string. And so starting today, the sunspot cycle will increase, and they said it's going to be good. So in 4 years, I'll be back on the air. Okay. Moving along.
On the real air.
On the real air. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll actually be talking to somebody and hop on. So anyway, the deal is... on the list.
Yeah, what do we got on the list, Jimmy?
Okay, wait a minute. I lost. Oh, here it is. Good. Here's the list that I'm.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
That is exactly right. In no particular order, U.S. has decided, and Japan have decided to reiterate their warning to North Korea.
Oh my God!
They're going to taunt them again. Okay.
I shall taunt you.
That's right. And he's taunting us.
We shall shake our finger in your general direction.
That's right. expensive lesson for Maine as health care plan stalls. This is another socialist update on health care. Inspectors find rebuilt projects crumbling in Iraq, and this is a kind of a Katrina deja vu, only over there. Apparel. The all tariffs are not created equal. This has to do with.
Clothing,
that's right. Chavez, Hugo Chavez, has got problems, or going to have problems with his oil. U.S. proposal could block this. I love this. U.S. proposal could block gun buyers tied to terror. That's right.
Yes,
yeah. This one.
I wasn't physically tied up to terror,
but we're going to find out anyway.
I'll tell you how tight that tie is going to be. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about this. Because it's interesting, this is the continuing assault on number two.
Mm-hmm.
Women, this is might be a light note. The girl who, the Deborah Jean Palfrey, who was arrested in Washington as a madam.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's after the Heidi Fleiss thing. She.
We did this one.
No, we did.
No, we didn't do.
No,
this
we didn't
one.
Do it. I don't think so. I think it was.
She's got the list.
Yeah, she's got the list. Right.
She's got the list.
For $82 a day, you too can stay in a 5-star jail. Apparently not exactly 5-star. Public remains split on response to global warming. This I wanted to talk extensively about.
So wait a minute. Somebody's remains split? No. I see.
Yes. Yes, their remains are split. That's right. Democrat proposes, this is Barney Frank's decided that he wants...
Yes, I like this.
Yeah, I know. To lift the federal ban on net gambling. This is big news. Big, very large
news. Are they going to let those guys out of jail?
No.
Because they're already convicted. Are they going to be grandfathered in jail?
yeah, that's right.
I know it's totally legal now since we took over your operation, but you can go. I mean, stay. That's what I meant. Stay.
Well, let me ask you that. That does bring up a point.
I believe they do stay.
So in other words, if they decide to totally legalize marijuana in this country, all the people that are arrested previously and are having life sentences, they stay in jail.
Yeah, I think so, because at the time that was the law, and they're fulfilling the law.
That makes lots of sense, you know.
Yeah, that's what's typical. And the Real ID creator...
You might be able to petition a way out of it. I've never seen
one of the Republican architects of the controversy of federal Real ID has said, gee, the law's misunderstood.
It's supposed to be a tattoo on your arm.
Right. That's right. Yeah, well, we're going to talk about how misunderstood it is.
That's your ID.
See, I... But my response, as you saw on this, my response was, bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go ahead. The first thing I'm going to, again, those weren't in any particular order, but I'm going to talk first about the U.S. proposal could block gun buyers tied to terror. This, I thought, was interesting because the Justice Department proposed legislation on Thursday, this is just like a couple days ago, that would give the attorney general discretion to bar terrorism suspects from buying firearms, seeking to close a gap in the federal gun laws. This is introduced by Senator Frank R. Lautenberg, Democrat of New Jersey. They wanted to deny, if you're a recognized terrorist suspect list person and you go to get a firearm, they want to not let you get one.
So basically this legislation is going to create a list. That's what the legislation is going to be.
It's a non-approved, no-fly list is what it was. It's a no-buy list as opposed to a no-fly list. The little minor problem... they found out, of course, that the request of Ms. Lautenberg, who has long been a vocal issue on the Government Accountability Office looked into the matter in 2005. It found that federal law enforcement officials approved 47 of 58, that's a big number, right? 47 of 58 applications from terrorism suspects over a nine-month period. At the Government Accountability Office report, the Justice Department created a study group on the issue. 2 years later, they decided to release this. They finished the report. After repeated inquiries from lawmakers, they wrote Mr. Lautenberg and they said
the lawbreakers put pressure on us when they came in here with their guns.
That's right. The steps to take to address certain concerns, including investigators to visit gun dealers and review firearms applications every time a terrorism suspect was flagged trying to buy a weapon. Now, little minor problem here, and this is where it really the poop hits the whatever. A letter signed by Mr. So-and-so that accompanied the proposed legislation on Thursday said that in some situations, it would be, quote, counterproductive, unquote, to deny firearms permits for terrorism suspects because that might alert them to the fact that they're a terrorism suspect.
Yeah.
You think about it. You go in, you try and get a gun, and it comes back and says, no, you can't have one because you're a terrorist. Oh, I did not know that. You know, that would... So I thought that was interesting that this is one of the... First of all, it's an assault on the Second Amendment. There's no question about it.
Right.
And I look at the numbers here, and we're talking about 50 people, maybe, something, who knows.
But what it is this is a blanket ban. This is yet another...
At the discretion of the Attorney General.
Well, what that means is that he has the discretion to add your name to the list. That's what that means.
Right.
That means he's got the list. And whatever list he publishes every year, that list gets sent out to all the gun shops. And then when they run your name, that's one of the checks that has to come back as negative. That's what I'm thinking. And the problem with it
is... Now it's a convicted felon or what are the things, you know, mild child molester, what are the things...
Man, it's a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
There's a bunch of things. And
now they want to add terrorist. This is the problem is that they're going to alert the people that they're under surveillance.
Well, that is one problem. I mean, to me, the problem is, like you said, it's just a blanket ban. It starts with the idea of not letting things happen. And then... You would have to prove that you shouldn't be on that list.
Right, and it's like proving a negative almost.
Right.
I mean, the fact is you are guilty until proven innocent. It's real simple.
You're guilty until proven guilty.
That's right. Exactly right. That's right. That's right. Verdict first, trial second.
Here's what I think about
Watch Brazil.
Y'all remember Cat Stevens, of course.
Yes.
Good old.
Did he change his name back?
No. Youssef Islam is still his name. And Youssef was intercepted on a flight back from England and detained because he was on a terrorist watch list. And Cat
we realize you're
Cat Stevens.
We realize you're a peaceful terrorist, but you're still a terrorist.
I mean, like if you don't know that Cat Stevens, if you don't know that he's not a terrorist,
yeah,
then anybody can get on that list.
I mean, right. And they will.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is going to be on.
Yeah, that's right.
Got well, a K about, in it. Got about, a K in it.
That's got a K in there.
Well,
know.
How about what's his name? The guy, senator who's running for president, Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama.
It gets close.
Barack Hussein right. Obama.
Hussein Osama.
Huge. Exactly. Very close to Osama. And if you read Nostradamus, he probably is the Antichrist.
Yeah,
that's right.
And you got to figure that he is one letter away from being two of our worst enemies.
We should figure the anagram for that one. I don't know.
You don't even have to change anything.
No, that's right. Not much. Not much. That's exactly right. Anyway, but that's so. The point is, though, how many people are going to be on this terrorist list? Like so many things, will expand exponentially. Everybody's going to be on it. It'll be. You won't believe what they're going to the net that they're going to throw out. And again, the real idea here is remember to take away the guns because an armed populace. Is one that can shoot back when the government really wants.
Well, the thing is I don't think it's a conspiracy. I don't think these people have gotten together and decided to disarm the populace. I think that they're just reacting. They're just having quick reactions to things in the media like Virginia Tech.
Well, like the Virginia Tech thing, are we done with that for a second? Because I want to move on to another gun thing here.
There was like, 150 people died in Iraq yesterday, And
right. From guns.
When you compare, like we said last time, when you compare the damage done by the renegade people with their guns, by the crazy people with their guns, to the damage done by organized government, it's a 1,000,000-to-1 ratio.
And again, even accidents, everything else.
Or 1 to 1 million.
And the other thing is, everybody knows, and this is what I'm going to point out here, even in Switzerland, this is really amazing. You can't prevent crazy people.
Right.
I mean, the fact is, if it's illegal, as they say, and this is so true, if it's illegal to own guns, the people that are going to own guns are criminals.
Right.
I mean, and they're going to want a gun, and they're going to find a way to get one. Law-abiding people will say, well, I'm not allowed to have one. It's like prohibition. I remember, as I think I mentioned this before, my grandmother remembers her neighbor when they passed prohibition in 1918 or 1919, whenever it was.
She had a speakeasy?
No, she had a bunch of liquor in her house, and she literally went out in the street and poured it all down the gutter. I mean, because you weren't allowed to have it anymore. And she, it was back in those days.
Didn't you play that clip from Animal House when they break the Jack Daniels?
Yeah. And Belushi's losing it.
They took the bar! The whole freaking bar!
So anyway, here the next article that I have is An Armory in Gun-Shy Europe is the name of the title of this thing. Switzerland weighs curbs on its culture of firearm ownership. Now, Switzerland's only 7 million people.
They got 9 million guns.
And they got, actually, it turns out they don't have
3 million, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Still a pretty good ratio.
But everybody, all the guys are supposed to be, you have mandatory military service, and you take your gun, at least one gun home with you, and this is to protect against foreign invaders. I would guess also that the Swiss governments are a little reluctant to take over, to get totalitarian about it all, too, because of the populace being armed. They say it's for foreign invaders, and of course they've got borders with all the countries that would like to invade them. Of course they have, it turns out that they've got some defenses, not unlike the United States. We've got two oceans, they've got like the Alps, which are not easy to trudge over and start killing people in Heidi with her sheep, that kind of thing.
Right.
So anyway, the deal is, I love this. The tenor of this article is the number of people in Switzerland that are saying we ought to ban guns. And it's the blue, I don't know what it is, the crybaby ladies, the mothers, the children, it's for the children. You shouldn't have a gun in the house at a time. And it's all started by the damn Virginia Tech thing. I'm thinking, shut up. This is the United States. We shoot people. Switzerland, you don't have to take after us. You guys are all armed and you live in Heidi land and get to have cowbells and all the other good stuff, waterfalls and go ski or something.
Right. And
speak four languages. We don't care.
Right.
So
Heidi wasn't Holland or anything.
No, Heidi was Swiss, I believe.
Heidi was Fleiss in L.A., right?
Yeah, that one, too. We're going to talk about another hooker. This is great. Or madam.
Madam. Let's get your hookers and madam straight.
Madam, yeah. I want to become her best friend. but she's under... No, well, she hadn't gone to jail.
No.
So anyway, the deal
Heidi's
is...
Heidi's Swiss.
But now also... Huh? Heidi Swiss.
It's not. I knew it was Swiss.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You said Dutch. You wanted to think Heidi was Dutch.
I thought
Dutch.
You said Swedish.
No, Swiss. It's a sweet Sutherland.
Okay.
Alps. So, the Alps. When I say Alps, that pretty well zeroes in on where it is.
Well, that confused me, too, when you said, Jimmy, I thought you were going off the deep end here. Sorry. Yeah. It was me.
That's all right. Curtis got Google Earth and Google open, so he's figuring it all out.
Parliament is considering a measure to ban the keeping of ammunition at home in Switzerland. Opposition politicians backed by the opposition to having ammunition in your house, backed by a leading women's magazine, are campaigning to get guns and ammunition out of Swiss homes and to be stored in gun clubs or armories.
You know what a gun is without ammunition? A club.
That's about it. Swiss anti-gun. I love this. They have they call them either anti-gun activists or pro-prohibition or something. I love the way you name people. Very often, the name means so much. Swiss anti-gun activists saw the Virginia Tech shootings demonstrate all over again the danger of easy access to firearms. Of course, one of the easy people that have the easiest access is the police.
Yeah, what it doesn't demonstrate is the effect of the difficult access to guns. You know, let's see that.
Right.
You want to see the negative effect of difficult access to guns?
Pretty much any communist country, and you can find that out.
That's exactly right. Any totalitarian country.
That's what you have when you have difficult access to guns.
Well, although when you do look at a country like Zombie Congo or something,
well, it's total anarchy or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about anarchy, but it certainly is. They have the strong man, you know, Mugabe, and then they got everybody.
Well, yeah, warlords and stuff.
Yeah, and everybody's walking around with AKs and so forth.
Well, look, there's
easy access to guns.
There are some countries in between. I mean, I'm pro government. I think we need a government. I'm not one of the libertarians who thinks that we can't have any government at all. But I think that
it needs a shoring.
It does need
a trimming.
Yeah,
trimming.
I'm not saying we will get our
fluffy.
Hair
much.
Yeah.
No, it needs to be cut by about 90% for openers.
Right.
And we'll see what happens. Anyway, go ahead. Were you going to finish on that?
That's just about it. I mean, and until that time, the worst thing that can happen to us is for us to lose all our guns.
Yeah. The Swiss shooters fire 70 million rounds of ammunition each year, nearly 10 bullets for every citizen.
But we fire more than that, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Here at the Jimmy Don Show, we pass way
right here.
Oh, by the way, I did take the subsonic out here in the backyard. It ain't subsonic.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, they're killing us with that. I mean, that's just a horse shit.
Yeah, it is. It really.
According to load your own, man. I'm telling you.
And this Lisa Feldman, the magazine editor, she's the women's magazine. Something we don't want any guns. We don't know any woman who wants. We don't know any woman who wants a weapon in the house.
How about my howitzer, baby?
How about Miss America, who shot out the tires of that car last week?
Well, she's ex-Miss America. Well, I mean, it was 60 years ago.
As far as I'm concerned,
Miss America.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
but still,
it's
right.
The epitome of America.
That's right.
You know, you don't get any more Miss America than Ms. America.
Well, I just think that the...
It's like you don't get any more Barbie than Barbie, you know?
That's right.
Go for it.
They also had a Columbine type shooting in Zug, Switzerland, which we went to Zug, by the way, in case you're interested.
Okay.
When we were over there.
How was it?
I believe we were indulging in some
tour enhancement,
and tour enhancement had taken over. So yeah,
basically just enhancement.
That's right, basically enhancement. That's right, the purple enhancement of the grape is what it was. Yeah, okay. So anyway, I love this. We don't know any woman who wants a weapon in the house, says Lisa Feldman, and she's the editor of this women's magazine. But I love this because it brings up the same thing that we said before about the lady up in New York who couldn't understand why George Bush won the election. She said nobody she knew voted for George Bush.
Right.
And so this is a classic case of that.
That proves it is a conspiracy.
Because that's exactly right. So anyway, it's scary, though, in Switzerland, little tiny Switzerland, is thinking about something. When
tiny place with the Luthor.
That's right. That's right. So when a little tiny place like that starts to think about, well, they have a history of William Tell. A lot of their stuff is named after William Tell because of the arrow and the apple and all that.
Right. He shot the apple off his son's head.
He was Norwegian. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
We don't need another Bob email today.
Oh, my God. I'm done
love
with that.
You, Bob.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, I want to talk now about the new thing on global warming. This is unbelievable. This is, which figures, a New York Times CBS poll, and I think this just came out in the last day or so, and the title is Public Remains Split on Response to Warming. And we're all going to fry like ants under a magnifying glass. That's what we're looking for here. I think, of course, it's New York Times CBS, which is, of course, the socialist rag is the New York Times. And then CBS is the home of Dan Rather. I'm a liar. I don't bother to look at the facts type of stuff. So the lies, damn lies, and more lies. I look at this. I don't know anything about the methodology of the poll. They might have asked something like, "Would you like to kill your mother and rape your children, or do you? What do you think about global warming? Is it bad?" Or I don't know what they could have. The methodology could be. Anyway, it turns out that this poll then says we are scared shitless. 90% of Democrats, 80% of independents, who are also communists, and 60% of Republicans, who are statists, said immediate action was required to curb the warming of the atmosphere and deal with the effects in the global climate. 19% said it was not necessary to act now, and 1% said no steps were needed. 1% of the people are market people. Recent international reports have said with near certainty that human activities are the main cause of global warming since 1950.
Well, we're near certain.
Yeah, near certain.
I mean, certain's over there.
Yeah.
But I love
this. The poll also found that Americans want the United States, to support conservation and a global leader and so forth and so on. But I'm wondering, who's not me? I mean, I'm in the United States, and it always gets me when people attribute some kind of opinion to a fictional group like the United States. Washington says this.
Right.
Ohio says this. So forth. Well, this is Tallahassee decided, so forth. Yeah, I don't think so. This is BS. It is such a lazy, lazy shortcut that it distorts everything that comes in.
Well, and that's its
and
purpose.
This whole entire.
That's its purpose is to distort.
I understand that. And my point is that people are. The reporters ought to be in on this. This is what gets me here locally, our local
rag. You'd think that professional journalists would have a little more integrity than
you would think. And I agree with you. That is, you've hit the nail on the head there. Locally here, our local mullet wrapper, rag person, birdcage liner thing, paper.
Paper.
They tout the party line regularly. They are so lazy. They are an absolute mouthpiece for the government. I mean, they are like the Pravda, for God's sakes, except it's Pravda means truth. These guys are un-Pravda, Nego Pravda or something, because they just spout the party line. They go down, they interview the guys at the government, and the guys at the government say, the sun will rise in the West and set in the East, and that gets reported. Well, so and so said the sun. It's news. I mean, and what the lazy bastard? Why don't you go out and investigate it? They don't do that.
Well, I'm really going to get a chuckle out of this because this global warming thing has come so far and has gathered so much steam, and now they're just going to have to admit the facts here any day now because it's come to a head they don't have the connection there that everybody's been saying with near certainty. The world authority has been saying with near certainty that the science proves that the connection is carbon dioxide.
Well, it's the whole point is that this is a political. This is a way
they've linked it to national security.
Right, it's a terrorist. It's a terrorist.
Global warming is a terrorist activity.
No question about it. But this article is
what they're doing is they're lighting a bunch of fires.
Well, that probably makes
did you
God
notice
a terrorist.
You
then.
Could go out here today, right outside our Jimmy Doan's door, as you just said. There's that big old fire in Georgia, which is
125 square miles.
Well,
at least.
The smoke
is
all of southern Georgia from Macon down to
Palm Beach.
I mean, we're talking, maybe 450 miles?
Sounds like a terrorist attack.
Lawrence had to fly IFR into Jacksonville yesterday, and he said it was almost zero.
Just because of the smoke.
Yeah. And he looked at the weather. It's like, sunshine, great. And then it's like you get up, and they're like, what? You can't fly into Jacksonville. It's zero visibility.
Right.
You got to go IFR. He's like, oh, well, can you clear me IFR? He's already flying.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mayday.
Mayday.
The I love this. Among leading Democrats, John Edwards and Hillary offered fairly detailed plans for national international programs to reduce, and internet.
We're going to flip the switch.
Yeah, to reduce heat. And of course, what they want to do, this is nothing on it. They want to encourage alternative. And of course, how do you encourage it? You get the police out there and say, you will
shoot
do this.
Shoot
you turn
off.
Your lights off. You change your light bulbs to LEDs. Neon and or turn them off.
Right.
Or we shoot you.
Or we shoot you.
This is the encouragement.
Right.
We
should make up a huge thermostat and take a picture of us all by it and just say, if you really want us to turn down global warming, it's up to us. And we'll go ahead and turn this dial, but, you know, you got to get everybody elected that we like.
Respondents, and then they go through this whole thing. Apparently, I don't know how long this particular poll was. If it mirrors any of the polls that I've ever seen, I'm guessing from the article here, it was fairly extensive, which means that a lot of the responders are self-selecting. That is, when I look at a poll, when a poll comes through, it says, we want your input, and it's 5 pages long. Hello, shred. You know, that's no way. I'm not doing it. If they ask, and then of course the other side of the coin is they'll ask you a question. Do you like red or green? And of course,
right.
I'm thinking, well, I like yellow, but it's not one of the answers. So a lot of this stuff, even whatever the methodology is, I don't care. It's to me, I look at this and some of the numbers don't add up. A lot of the people said something. 3/4 said they would be willing to pay more for electricity generated by renewable resources like solar. Okay, wait till they get the bill.
Right.
I'm sorry, they won't. The real test is when you get the bill. And I'm telling you that you can say, wish and don't make it so. As so many people in these polls, they give an answer that the pollster might want to hear, I guess. And they want to feel good about themselves. They have their own ego. Gosh, I would love to. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to worry about global warming? I could worry about. Well, what on this questionnaire would make that happen? Gosh, green this, green that, wind that, solar this. And I did see.
Spend.
Right, exactly. But I, of course, they use in the article here.
It's easy to spend a lot of money on a poll.
Right.
Like, in a poll.
That's right. It said here, respondents expressed little confidence in President Bush's handling of environmental or energy issues, and a majority of those polled, including many Republicans, said Democrats were more likely Republicans to protect the environment and foster energy independence. And, of course, it's the thing about it is it's the people who are going to do the conservation. You can have there are 435 people in the House of Representatives, and every one of them could conserve electricity, which, of course, they wouldn't. But it wouldn't make a dent. It's us. It's you and me. It's out here if it's going to happen. So you can, as I say, wish and don't make it so. I love the way this article continues. It says, somebody, I forget who it is. This is somebody is talking. I think the Republicans have slashed the funds for the cleanup of the environment. And
Slashed and burned.
That's right. And big business, they talk about in here. Big business, said Ron Gellerman, a respondent from Maple Grove, Minnesota, who said he was a Republican. But I mean, here's a fellow who is anti-big business, whatever that means, and they've slashed the funds for this, cut them, and maybe they didn't increase them enough. But that's his perception, and he's been taught by the media. And he wants people not to be so beholden to big oil.
Hey, McDonald's is clearing rainforests in Brazil.
Who?
McDonald's.
Right, exactly. And I saw that. Private citizens tend to agree with something or another, the poll found, but they are also somewhat bewildered about the issues. Well, duh! And here's a poll that purports to tell us what the American people think, 80%, 90%, 60, whatever it is, 1% know what the hell's going on.
But it says they're bewildered.
But they're bewildered. I mean, this is the whole thing.
Well, we bewilder them with our questions.
Well, I love this. Americans broadly support using, whatever that means, broadly support using renewable energy sources like solar and wind power. And they say fueling vehicles with ethanol, which is made largely from corn, is a good idea, the survey found. But we know
ethanol is actually worse for the environment.
Exactly,
than
across
gasoline.
The board.
But they don't know that.
Tells you that the people that they interviewed are idiots.
I thought ethanol was better, but just like marginally better.
No, the problem is it costs more to make it. The problem
is you got to use petroleum to.
You
got to
use petroleum products to make it. The problem is that
it's an energy loser.
It's an energy loser, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, right. I mean, the environment. We can put resources into the environment and get environment out of it. I mean, we can pay for the environment. And that ethanol seems to be one of those areas that at least some people are willing to pay.
I believe it's one thing to say that you make an investment in something. For instance, if it costs you $1 a watt for a solar cell, that's fine because you can use it for 20 years and then the price comes down. Ethanol, of course, gets burned right away as fast as oil does. And I don't know the exact statistics on this, to be honest with you, but I have heard, let me put it this way, I have heard that it costs more in petroleum products.
We know it costs more.
It adds more CO2 to the atmosphere to make the ethanol than it does if you didn't do it.
Right.
That's what now, even if it's not true, the whole point is it's subsidized to beat demand. It's not a market solution. The simple fact is that ethanol would never make it if it weren't for the fact that the taxpayers are picking up half the tab.
Which is why it hasn't to this point.
Right. Even with the taxpayer subsidies, it ain't making it. I mean, that's how bad it is. And it says that the people are evenly split on nuclear power. What does that mean? I mean,
evenly split.
Nearly 4 out of 5, 80% said they believed that the condition of the air, water, and wildlife around the world was fair to poor, but 56% said that their communities were just fine. so, you know, 80% said the world sucks, but 60% said, we're okay here.
Now, you did see that report on the fact that they're coming up with a brand new way to use spent nuclear fuel.
Yes.
And that, like, turns the waste down to, like, 10%
We have talked about this
so many times. Yeah, we called that one 10 years ago.
10 years ago, we called that. We said, let the market figure it out. You idiots. Don't worry about...
You got something as unique as radioactive rods.
Man,
somebody's going to find
kidding
something
me. Just turn it loose on the market. I'm saying, truck it across the country in an open rail car and see what happens.
sell it from a kiosk along the railway.
Get your tubes right here. Get your tube right here. These are good ones.
Nuclear waste and glowing corn.
That's it. So, but I love this. You know, 52% said, generally speaking, they would support protecting the environment over stimulating the economy. I mean, this is such a... What a bunch of hogwash this
62%,
is.
62%,
42%,
27%.
What does that mean? It doesn't... When you ask a question, would you support... favoring the economy or the environment, and people say, "Well, I don't know. I think the environment is important." Or 50, you know,
85% of the lower half of the 30 percentile.
But let them go in there and say, "You're protecting the environment, and your knee socks now are $50 a pair." Whoa! Wait a minute. I didn't want to protect the environment that much. No.
Just wanted a little protection.
No. That's too much protection. And I'm telling you, the market figures it all out, and that's the whole crazy part of it. So they want the government to encourage conservation, which, again, is with a gun. And, of course, by a substantial margin, Americans, whoever they are, continue to oppose drilling for oil and natural gas in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. I thought there was an interesting article. Apparently, they discovered oil off of Virginia. So that'll be interesting to see what happens, which is nothing. They want 92% of the people said they want to require the manufacturers, automobile manufacturers, to make more fuel-efficient cars. You can already buy the most fuel-efficient car
you want. This sounds like it.
It comes out like lemon-scented exhaust with extra water in it or something.
Right, but what my point is...
today's cars.
Boy, compared to the old ones.
You told me that when the Russians came over, they thought that their buses were electric.
Yeah, they thought our diesel buses were electric.
Diesel buses were electric because they didn't pollute.
Because they didn't tower smoke into the thing.
like an 1850s locomotive.
No, seriously, exactly. That was like 10 years ago, right. 5 years ago. They were over here, they said, your buses are all, they're electric here. You said, no, those are diesel. Well, you could eat our diesel fuel, for God's sake. So, but I love this, that a big majority, 75%, said recent weather has been stranger than usual. I mean, this is you can always get 10 years ago, 5% of the respondents, this is the last sentence, 10 years ago, 5% of the respondents blamed global warming.
Have you noticed that weathermen have been getting it wrong?
Yeah. they continually get it wrong. I mean, they can't predict the weather tomorrow morning, and here's this guy who wants to do it 20, 30, or 40 years out. It is, they don't understand that the market will figure this out so well. And as always, I know what the global warming advocates say, but I still say, let's wait and see, and I'm not worried about it. And if there are people that say we've already passed the tipping point, I say, fine, good. Let's get on with it.
Earthlings do not yet know the meaning of suffering.
That's right.
Morbo.
That's it. So we do anyway. That's
It is ridiculous. And the other thing is that there, again, the entire, what I think people need to just keep in their minds is that you can't let the government be in charge of hardly anything.
Well, we're going to talk. to be honest with you, I don't know of anything that the government really should be in charge of, right, to be honest with you. The simple fact is that government whatever you do in this day and actually forever, the government, even in the freest society, when you have government do something, it is going to be so inefficient you cannot imagine, but it's the only way to get it done with this gross, horrible inefficiency. I've always said that wars are obviously inefficient for a lot of reasons, but the ideal war would be that as you fire your last bullet, you have no more ammunition left, and that's when they sign the treaty. The efficiency would be perfect because you just run out of ammo. That would be an efficient thing. But the fact is, what we do is we dump $20 million Hueys off the side of the ship on the way coming back from Vietnam because don't need them anymore. That kind of thing.
That didn't have any harmful effects.
Yeah, right. Well, we took some of the fuel out first.
Yeah,
right. I'm going to take a short break.
You are?
Part one. Yeah, we've done them here about 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go ahead and play something.
And then we're going to come back and talk about the real ID. And speaking of oil, we're going to talk about Chavez
Hugo.
Again. Hugo. And speaking of what governments can do, Iraq, turns out, surprise, surprise, is Katrina Redux.
We'll be back on the Jimmy Dunn Super Global Loving Station this minute.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Dunn Show. You just listened to part one of our April 30th podcast. If you'd like to be notified as quickly as possible about the arrival of part two, please go to jimmydunn.com and you'll see a field to put your email address in, and you'll be instantly notified of anything new that happens on the Jimmy Dunn Show. Thanks for listening.